Today, we're going to talk to you about why you make good money, but you feel like you still live paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah, you guys, this is going to be a gut check conversation because we hear it all the time. Like the first thing that people say to us is, why do we make good money, but we have nothing to show for it and we're still living paycheck to paycheck? We're going to tell you. Do you make good money but have nothing to show for it?
Are you tired of living paycheck to paycheck?
Do you have big dreams for your financial future?
Do you want to get debt-free but you don't want to live on beans and rice?
Or you don't want to give up those pumpkin spice lattes?
Hey, it's okay if you don't already know how to budget or if you're using credit cards to get through the month.
Hey, it's okay if you want to seem like you have your finances all together or you're not on the same page with your spouse when it comes to finances.
We know what you're doing probably isn't working. Guess what? You're in the right place. We're Shayna
and Vanessa. We're best friends, business partners, and master financial coaches trained by Dave Ramsey. We've been in business since 2019, helping hundreds of amazing people like you create budgets, get out of debt, stop living paycheck to paycheck, and know exactly what to do with their money.
In this podcast, we'll share with you everything we know, plus everything we're working on with our clients so that you have the best chance at reaching your financial goals.
We want to help you take the guesswork out of your budget, improve your marriages, and even bring your kids in on the conversation.
We can help you no matter where you're at, whether you're the single mom who's never had $500 in her savings account or the millionaire who's paid off 4 real estate mortgages.
And we're not going to shy away from the tough love. We'll tell you what you need to hear and encourage you at the same time.
This is the Ideal Balance Podcast. So we're diving in. We have 5 reasons that you are feeling like you're living paycheck to paycheck, but you make enough money that you feel like you probably shouldn't. We have 5 reasons that we're going to tell you.
So number one is that you don't have a system. You don't have anything. Probably you have one account. Everything's just coming in and out. You don't know where it's at. You're swiping here and there. There's no organized system going on in the bank account.
Vanessa said one system, which if you have one system or one account, you have 30,000 things happening in that account. Or if you're like the woman we just talked to, she has 3 different bills and income accounts. And we're like, girl, how do you?
We see what you were trying to do, yes. But you didn't have it.
No, but that's not a good system. And so you just don't have a system. It's like anything else. Like, how do you get your laundry done? It has to be a system or else what does it do? It just sits either in the dryer or in your basket or whatever. It's like anything else in your life. You need a system. And if you don't have one, this is why.
It's like cooking. Like, think about everything that you do in your life. There is a system. There is a process, right? So your money shouldn't be any different.
Yeah. And what systems do is they make it easier. They make less brain calories in the moment. So that's
Sign me up.
Okay. Sign me up. I don't have any extra of those. Okay. So that's the first problem. You don't have a system. And by the way, because of that, nothing is organized. Mm-hmm. You have no idea what money you have, where it is, how much you have to spend versus how much is still left for bills. You're just over here, swipe, and hope. You're living on a prayer, as John Bon Jovi would say.
It's all over the place. Like, your husband says he wants to buy this. You're like, okay. And this is probably why maybe you're using credit cards. Mm-hmm. Because nothing is organized, you don't know how much money you have. Therefore, it's easier and safer to swipe a card.
Yeah. The other reason that I feel like you make good money, but you still live paycheck to paycheck, is you're not paying attention to what you're spending. So some of you have a spending problem, but most of you just don't know what you're spending. So you're not paying attention. You're not tracking it. And what do they always say, Vanessa? They always say unexpected expenses. Actually,
it's
start to pay attention, one of our favorite things to have you do is list out all of these unexpected expenses as they come. And then guess what? You're going to get so good at predicting these unexpected expenses, mm-hmm. that you're no longer going to have that. And you're going to be able to know what you are spending.
It's like, I have a client and she has a daughter that's graduating. And she said, I forgot I had graduation pictures that I had to buy. And then she goes, but she's been telling me for 3 months to buy this. I'm like, okay, wasn't unexpected. You completely knew that it was happening. You knew your daughter was graduating. You knew that you would have these pictures. So I think we put our, what is it? The little kids close their ears and they're like, la, 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 la. And they don't want to pay attention to it. But this is just part of adulting, guys. The idea here is that we are going to predict, try to as close as we can, what you're going to spend money on in the upcoming month. And then once you know that, like Shayna said, when you start tracking that, mm-hmm. it's not unexpected. It is completely expected. You know it was coming.
Yeah.
Hey, and by the way, you're going to have the money saved up to be able to pay for those things.
And the thing is, when they're not paying attention, and we're going to talk about the solution for this, but when you do accidentally start to pay attention, then you realize I'm spending thousands of dollars eating out. I'm spending hundreds of dollars on convenience food instead of real food. And did I really spend $1,000 in the last 3 months on Amazon? That is what we mean by you're not paying attention. It's not necessarily that you are this big overspender who's so undisciplined. Right. You're just not paying attention. And if you did pay attention, if you did know, you would be doing better, but mm-hmm. you just aren't.
Yeah. Okay. The fourth reason why you are living paycheck to paycheck, but you make good money, is that you have no goals. You don't have any goals. You have no vision about what you want to do with your money.
Yeah. Sometimes I think that maybe we grew so fast into having money. Like, and so you like start off in survival mode and you're like, okay, we got money for food and I have money for rent. And then all of a sudden you blink and you have more money than you ever thought you would, but you haven't sat down and thought, what should I be doing with this money instead of just spending it all or just accidentally spending it all? But let's rewind. Let's go back to when you were a young dreamer. I was just telling the kids the other day, I said, what would be successful for you? Because Zach said, you just want me to make a lot of money. I said, no, I don't. I don't care how much money you make. I want you to make sure you're using your gifts that God gave you. But for me, the thing is that you are always living based on the fire that's inside of you, whatever God is prompting you to do. And you're always moving in accordance with that. Mm-hmm. And you always feel like you have a vision and you're excited. I said, I was looking at my high school yearbook and I said, look at all these kids. They were so excited. The world was their oyster. Yeah. They have no idea what their future is. And then you fast forward 20 years and people are like, I'm going to go home and watch Netflix tonight. And that's not what we want for you. We want you to have a vision and have dreams that are exciting. Vanessa and I are just figuring out how we're going to live in Greece and Portugal. Okay. That's what you need to have when it comes to your money. You need to get back to that dreamer. Get back to, what does God want me to do with my life? What is exciting? What am I looking forward to? And that is when you're going to be able to find sticking to a budget really easy when you know those things.
Yeah, we tell people all the time, when you got married and you started dating and you had vision and goals and dreams and things that you want to do and accomplish, and then you get married and you get jobs and you have kids,
yep.
You get busy, they're in sports, you have events, right? Holidays, like everything just piled on and you forget your why. And so we just think it's really important to get a hold of that, figure that out again, put it in your bathroom mirror, put it in your car, put it in your vision board at work. I don't care where you put it, but make it front and center so that way you are excited. And that way, the way that you spend your money throughout the week or the month aligns with that long-term vision.
Yeah, absolutely. You're going to think twice about stopping at Starbucks if you know that you're saving up to pay for your daughter's wedding or you're saving up to go to Bali or whatever. That is what we want. We don't want you to not be able to spend money ever. We want you to have something you're looking forward to saving up for, maybe more than you are spending.
So, yeah. And I actually, while she said that, it prompted me to do math. Right? If you buy a $7 Starbucks every day for a year, that's $2,555. And I'm not saying don't. We love Starbucks. I'm just saying if your vision is to do something big with that, you could put $2,000 a year extra towards that goal if you maybe just made your coffee at home.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, $2,500, a lot of money. You could totally do something with that. The deal is you're doing Starbucks and then you're also going out to eat and you're doing this other thing. And then you're buying new shoes every time because nobody's paying attention to their shoes or whatever. You've just got to figure out how to have a good time, love your life, have the bougie coffee or the bougie water. But what is the opportunity cost? And is that more important to me?
Yeah.
So if I could be going with my $2,500 to Bali, and not only that, but it was also in a savings account until I bought the ticket and it was making me money. And then I bought the ticket. So just think about that. And
I was just going to say, being bougie on a budget is different for everyone. Find out what's important for you. What is your non-negotiable that you're not willing to get them up? And we get it, girl. Get your hair done. Get your nails done. But not at the expense of completing your dreams and getting your vision, like getting the big goal thing that you want to do.
Yeah. And one last thing on this. Vanessa's client one time cried when she asked, what are your goals? Mm-hmm. What are your dreams? Because nobody had ever asked that before. And we're asking you to think about that and take the time. And take the time to talk about it with your spouse. I remember doing the 3-5-10 year with my husband for the first time. And we were just like Vanessa said, we were just in the busy season of life. Young kids, figuring out how to be parents, figuring out, like, you're in that career.
How to be adults.
That career progression where you're having to sacrifice a lot in the beginning of your career. There's just a lot. And then, we are people who have goals and dreams as well. So let's go back to that. We really want that for you. And I love that Vanessa mentioned about putting it on your bathroom mirror. Just put something up there that's exciting and that's keeping you on the straight and narrow. And then also, we're not into the solutions yet, but I'm just going to give you a sneak peek to the solutions. Rename your savings account to Greece, Portugal, whatever it is, if that's what you're saving up
for. Destiny.
We're just speaking that over you. Maybe you want to come with us. Maybe they probably
let's just have a retreat there.
They have better goals or different goals, but we want those for you.
Yeah.
So, okay, the fifth reason that you make good money but are still feeling like you're living paycheck to paycheck is that you're letting everything else dictate what is happening with your money.
I think this is really important because a lot of times we are allowing our kids, our job, family members, our friends, community events, whatever. We're allowing all of that to tell us what we're going to do with our money versus saying, we're making a plan. Mm-hmm. This is what we want to do.
Yep.
This is what we're sticking with it. And hey, by the way, this it's a no. Today is a
no and just stop talking.
Yeah.
And you know what made me think also, Vanessa, I just want to put it out there. They're also doing that with your time. We're just at the somehow for some reason at the mercy of what everyone else thinks that we should be doing with our time and money. And you actually get to decide that yourself. Mm-hmm. You don't have to say yes. You don't have to participate in everything and you don't have to pay for everything. And so we're going to talk about solutions, but you're letting the kids wants the neighbor party thing, the PTA, like all of these different things are coming at you, telling you what you're going to do with your money. Yes. Instead of you saying, actually, no, thank you. I already have a plan and that's not in it.
Yeah.
That part wasn't in it. So thank you, but no.
Yeah. And I think that it's okay to say no. I was just thinking when you were talking, normally when my daughter has friends come with us to do an event or whatever, I always just pay for it. They're there, you just pay for it. And so last night, like she has five of her friends, I think, coming in our car to go to a baseball game tonight. And I said, please make sure you text your friends and tell them it's $5 to get in and bring any money they want for food and snacks while they're there. I said, I'm going to buy you guys a pizza that you can eat before you leave. And I said, just make sure that everyone's prepared. And that was really hard for me for a moment because I normally do all that on my own. But I thought, no, they can do it. They can ask their parents. They're wanting to go. I'll drive them. I'm fine. But they need to bring some money with them.
Absolutely. We'll get right back to the show. But we wanted to give you a heads up right now that our signature budget template and course is available.
Guys, it is simple, easy to use, and pretty. Plus, it comes with walkthrough videos and special training that teach you exactly how to budget.
We're going to teach you the exact systems we use with our clients to get out of debt, to set up the savings buckets, to create the bills account, and to know exactly what's going on with your paychecks, and so much more.
So if you're new to budgeting, our system will help you get started easily.
And if you're a budget nerd like us, this system is about to become your new best friend, your new obsession, because it's the exciting, game-changing upgrade to your budget that you need right now. Mm-hmm.
Now let's jump back to today's show.
Okay, let's talk about some solutions. All right, so we have so many solutions for these problems, mm-hmm. you guys. That's what we do. We are here for you if you're the person that's making good money and you still feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. That's what we do. So that's why we have a lot of solutions. But they're all just really basically come down to what we would tell you if you're our coaching client, do this and this. The first thing, you've heard us say it before, is a 90-day review. You're going to print out your bank statements. You're going to print out your credit card statements. You're going to get some highlighters. You're going to put some music on. You're going to get mm-hmm. nerdy with it. You're going to get excited. And you're really just going to review, what have I spent? Mm-hmm. Where is all of my money going?
The biggest thing here is you're going to go, where am I spending my money? And then you're going to go to, how do I want to spend that money?
Yeah,
right?
Once you have that gut check moment,
right,
where you're like, why am I spending $2,000 on restaurants? So then you're going to think, what do I want to spend?
So the next thing you're going to do is figure out what your goals are. So have a goal meeting and go, okay, if this is our vision, this is what we want to do. This is our long-term thought process of how we want to spend our money and where we want to go. Then you're like, okay, how does that align with our everyday spending?
It's so funny. Do this. You're going to do this with your spouse and then you might eventually do this with your kids. And what I love about that is they will surprise you. Which I'm speaking to Shayna, if you ask them and then just stop talking, you might be surprised at what their goals are. And that's why this exercise is so important, because you need their buy-in for everything you're going to do, whether it's telling them we're not doing that sports camp, or whether it's telling the husband, I'm sorry, you don't have that much restaurant money, or whatever it is, but they need a buy-in. And that's why you're going to ask them what their goals are. And they're going to add to this. And it's going to be a really fun conversation.
And that's why you do it together.
Okay. So then you're going to use our system, which is all the things we're about
to... Because
it's amazing. We totally came up with it and we're just so really proud of it. The first thing that we always tell you to do is separate your bills and spending. You guys, it's so many transactions going on in one bank account. We ain't got time for that. We don't have brain calories for that. Nope. We're going to organize it by separating it.
And so then after you separate your bills and your spending, then you're going to go over to your savings accounts and separate those out. So how Dave talks about saving everything in cash, we're just going to open up a couple of savings accounts and you're going to label them very specific to goals. Like Shayna said, name one Bali, and maybe you have one for Christmas, maybe you have one for gifts, and however many you want and that fits your family life, you're going to label those out and create them so that way you can save money for future things.
This is when you open your bank app. You don't need anything special. You open your mm-hmm. bank account and you're like, oh, look, here's my bills account. Pay my bills for me. And then you're over here. Oh, I have $1,000 left for groceries this month. I'm doing really good, girl. Oh, and then I still have $200 over here in my personal spending. Oh, and by the way, look at how much I've saved up for Christmas. And you're just looking at the system that we tell you, that we teach in this podcast. You're looking at your bank app and it's telling you what your budget is. It's telling you how much money you have everywhere. And it's amazing. And in order to make the bills, the spending, and the savings that we teach happen, you're going to have a paycheck plan, right? So we tell you all of your income gets put into that bills account. And then based on the budget that you create, then you have the paycheck plan that's going to happen to fund your spending and savings on payday. So on payday, this is how much I transfer to my spending accounts, specifically which ones and how much, and my savings accounts, specifically which ones and how much.
So the next part that goes along with the paycheck plan is the automatic transfers. So when Shana says you're going to transfer the money into those accounts, you're going to set that up with your bank automatically to happen during those times. So it's basically your hands off. Mm-hmm. As soon as you set up all the transfers to happen, you are completely hands off. And now you're just watching everything happen.
Yes. And it's so amazing. And it solves all your problems because then guess what? Like I just alluded to, you open the bank app and you have something to show for your money. Mm-hmm. You know exactly where it's going. You don't feel like you're living paycheck to paycheck. With our system, and you just listen to the podcast, binge them like the last lady said, and you'll figure it out. You'll be a paycheck ahead. So your bills are always funded. You don't feel that tightness as the month comes to close. And then every payday, you're getting money in your spending and you have money. And then when you go to buy airplane tickets, you have money in the savings buckets. It's just so exciting.
Yeah. For instance, my husband gets paid every Wednesday, every Thursday morning. All the transfers happen and I didn't do anything because I already set them up. So our coach likes to say, do something today that's going to make tomorrow easier and better. And this is it. Take the time, set up the system, get it organized, and then
voila. And then you will be the kind of person who makes good money and doesn't live paycheck to paycheck. Yeah. Who just is like, what? Oh, it was payday? Oh, I forgot. Oh, okay.
And you're bringing your budget down to zero on purpose every month, but you're not living paycheck to paycheck in a scarcity mindset. You're living paycheck to paycheck on purpose, but all the money is stacking up in your savings and your spending.
And when you are intentional about this, you may be on purpose living paycheck to paycheck, but you're not going to feel that way.
Right.
It's amazing how many times, Vanessa, do we have clients to say, I still have money left.
I know.
I didn't spend it all. No, you didn't. Once you're being intentional, once you have it on paper, once you have a plan, once you have goals that are more important to you than spending money, then you will find yourself having money left over. Mm-hmm. And that's when all of this stress of living paycheck to paycheck will disappear.
All right. We hope you got so much value out of this. I know it was a lot. Put us on 0.75 speed, guys. And so that way you can get all the tips. Hey, if you found value in this podcast and you're ready to go deeper, here are some ways we can connect.
First, go ahead and take the leap. Book a free 20-minute financial coaching call with us. This is your chance to ask questions, to get personalized advice, and start mapping out your financial journey for free. It's on us. We're treating you. Just hop on a call, chat with for 20 minutes. It's going to be great.
Next, join our supportive Facebook group where you can connect with other like-minded people who are trying to figure out this budget thing just like you.
Or if you want to take it to the next level, grab our signature budget template. You've heard us talk about it. It's a game changer for organizing and optimizing your finances. It's practical, user-friendly, and it's the perfect tool, girl, to start making real progress.
And if you're ready to get serious about your finances and you know you need the accountability, sign up for financial coaching now. Guys, this is the one-on-one hand-holding that you know you need. Let's be honest, guys. If you're going to do it on your own, you would have done it already. So that's what we're here for. And hey, if today's conversation sparked a new idea or inspired a change in you, why not share that spark? Tell a friend about the podcast and leave us a review on iTunes.
Your words could be the nudge that someone else needs to start their journey towards financial freedom. And by the way, as we say goodbye, remember your financial journey, your well-being isn't just about numbers. It's about all the peace, the joy, the lack of stress that it's going to bring into your life. So you've got this, and we're here to support you every step of the way.